touching the Bechor. Because the Kulu Recha Mekadish, if you have to have that this Bechor all around is surrounded by the womb. Whereas the Rechem, the womb, is what's Mekadish the Bechor. Since the whole Bechor has to be touching the womb, is so, Nehi, the Yeshlet, something, even if you want to tell me the Rabbanan holds it's the Yeshlet, two things happen at the exact same time. So I call upon him one head like came out before the other head, but still Chatzitza Miyuika. But they both came out like together, one right after another, but, you know, one just a little bit faster. But while the first one was coming out, the second one was also coming out. So does the Chatzitza. Like the womb was not only touching the first one, it's touching the second one also. So if you tell me the whole womb has to be touching the Bechor, you don't have it. So that should be a proof that Rabbanan hold no, it's enough that Miksas Rechem Mekadosh, enough of part of the Rechem is touching the Bechor, that's Mekadosh it. So Amar Rav, Rav says no, could be no, maybe the Rabbanan hold still you have to have the whole Rechem to be Mekadosh. But I tell you, Min B'minoi, Ein Chaitzitz. Here it's a Min B'minoi. Rashi says, V'elu Shneim Min Echad, they're both the same Min, they're both are Chamor. So therefore it's not called a Chatzitza. Therefore, it's considered like the Rechem is touching around both of them. And therefore, both of them, like the Kula Rechem is touching them. So whichever one came out first, that one is the Bechor. Now the Mishnah says, Roskam Yidu gave birth to a Zohar and a Nekeva. So Mafish Tle, you have to set aside a Tle, but the Yisrael has the right to keep it. The Mishnah says, V'chivim Tle Yatmihu, since you can keep it anyway, Lom Li Lafrushe, so what do you have to separate it and set it aside in the first place for? Forget about it. The Mor says, "No, liyafkuli isur minei. You have to take off the yisra from the petach hamor. Masha, when this baby, the bechor of the hamor, was born, it has kedusha on it. So you have to take off the kedusha and be mafreshit with a tleh, with a seh. Now this seh it's a mitzvah to give it to the kohen. But here we're to suffolk. We say a mitzvah very we have right to keep it. So when says, so Alma, what do we see? Kivun le mafka osa bano. If you don't take off the yisra from the petach hamor, it's osa bano." If so, the Chur must need sin man, who's a Mishnah go like? We have Yudhi, if that Mishnah goes according to Yudha. The Tani will learn like this. Petach Hamor Osa Bano. And the Chanami, Petach Hamor, before you poider it, it's Taka Osa Bano. For Rabbi Shimon Mat, Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's Muta. Even before Pidyoinoi, still it's Muta Bano. So Moses says, my time to Yudha, what's the reason of Rabbi Yudhi? But he's the Bar Plukta of Rabbi Shimon. What's the reason of Rabbi Yudha? So Amul Ula says like this. Yesh lechodovo shetzorach pediyah muta. Do you ever find anything that you have to be poidered, redeem it, and before that it's mutam, like the whole yisrael, what the Torah says to be poidered is because it has kedusha to it. So before you poidered, the body should be osa bano. So Moses says, this true, v'loi v'rei b'chor odom. Shetzorach pediyah, every kid, a Jewish boy, a Jewish b'chor that's born, so the law was yata pidyin aben, but a muta, it's muta t'avano, even before pidyoyno, the kid is muta bano. So it's like this rather. Eliyeshta chodova shekpid wall of Torah b'seh umuta. True, but over here by pidyon petach hamor, the Torah was marked but the same b'davka used as seh. So Rashi says v'chivo and demach mekuli hai shekov l'akos the pidyon seh. Since the Torah is clearly used as seh, for lo b'yachan not something else. Vada yosa bano, for sure it's also bano. So Rashi says, let's see. Umi hekpid is the true, the Torah is so makpid. For am nechem yebred Rav Yosef. Torikle Bishulki. He was Poydirit Bishulki. Poshin means with Rashi's Asab Shulkas will cook vegetables. So Luchur, you don't have Dafka to use a Seh. Zemur says, no, it means Bishavov. The value, Rashi says, Shenoishin Asavim Shaveh Demeha Chamol Kain. He gave the value of the Chamor to the Kain. Zemur says, Bishavov Loikoma. I'm not talking about, Rashi says, the Shavla Aminan, the Leichoma Mehegdashis. Where you paid with the exact amount of money, that for sure is better, because that's not worse than Hegdash. Ki Karmina, what do I mean to say? Shaloi Bishavyev. Where you paid it not with its right value. And the Chulad, you could be paid with Chamor with the same, even though it stays cheaper. So, where do you find like this? Here it's Mutabano. Vochikom, this is what he meant to say. Yeshla Chodover Shekpid Wall of Torah. Like, do you ever find anywhere the Torah was marked with take off the Yisr with the Seh and to say like it's not Osa Bano, about that the source should be Osa Bano? The Rashi says, Lafugi Yisr B'Seh, and the Chiddush is, V'afilu Shtloi B'Shavav, even when you use a Seh, it does not have to be the value of the Chamor. Katani Masbisin, Godel B'Kotin, you could even use a small Seh if you want. So this is a Chiddush. that since the Torah gave this chiddush that you be poisoned with a seh, even though it's worth less than the chamor, it has to be the Torah was makbid, and the chur has kedusha. So that's what you desire to say that before you poisoned the chamor, there's kedusha on the pet chamor. So the Torah says no, for hare meiser. There's a kashin pub call of meiser, a meiser sheik fidu tur all of Torah. The kesef. Because if you want to be poisoned the meiser shein, you have to use kesef. And the kesef tsuri has to be kesef that has a tsura on the coin. Rashi says the yainim mischal al hasimin. It is said v'tzarto hakesef bidech. It has to be a coin that has a tsura picture on it. But now I'm going like this. If you do in there the meizid kiddush, Rashi says shen iskar v'nechal. If you had intention to be mechal the meizid sheni, it's kiddush. Rashi im kiddush by yisisha mekudeshes. I'm a muta b'no l'biudino, I'm a nice sheni. If you want to be mekadesh anisha, there's a good doyma b'meizid kiddush. If you mekadesh anisha, you know what you're doing. And you give her the nice sheni, so the kiddushin is chal. So you see what? I'm a muta b'no l'biud, even though you have to be played with a special special coin that has a tzura, but still it's muta b'no. So Mora says, if so, the petach chamor nani mikdusha. I'll tell you who within the same luck will be by Petach HaMor also. If you give it to your wife, you can make Kedushin. Could be Rebbe Loza. The Yomar Rebbe Loza, Rebbe Loza like this. Isha Yudas and Isha knows Shein Maise Sheini Mischalal Al Yoda. She knows that this Maise Sheini, when the husband gives it to her for Kedushin, it's not for terrorist Chilul opinion right now, but she knows that he's giving her real Maise Sheini. And she has in mind, V'yoyla V'yachlos of Yishlayim. She has the faith and even in Yerushalayim. So not the pshat, if you give it to your wife, it's like a chilu. No, it can only be mechalit on taka meister on kesef. When you give it to your wife, the kedushin is chal, because she's taking it for tourist money that she can use and even in Yerushalayim. I'll tell Yochanan here also by Petach HaMor. Isha Yadas Nisha knows that Petach HaMor Isura is bay. Nisha knows that right now she can't have enjoyment from the Petach HaMor. Or Parkin Leib is there. And what she will do is eventually she redeem it with her seh. Or mikdash b'hachta b'nei b'nei, she knows she gains on the deal. Like this seh is only worth $2. And this chamor is worth $5. So she's getting on the deal $3. So that's why the kedushin is chal. Then echnami, it could likely be though that ma'aseh shein is the same halacha. That really it is osa b'no, means without pidyon, you can't have menorah outside, only pidyon in Yerushalayim. The same thing about a petach chamor also, could be like it's osa b'no. Just here, she knows to use it after she's part of it. So, Kitzer, that's a view, the Svara though, that since the Torah was not put over here, so about the Svara to say it's also Bano before you're part of the Petach HaMor. Reb Shimon, my Tamas Reb Shimon's reason, he says, no, it's Mutter Bano. Ula says like this, Yesh Lecha Dovashep, it Yoni Mutter Hu Osa. Is there anything that the pidyon is Mutter and it could be Osa? It can't be. But since the Seh itself is Mutter Bano, like it's just a mitzvah nesim to give it to the kohen, but it's muta d'abba no from it. So it's also mistavra that the petach hamor is also muta b'no. As if the petach hamor itself would be yasa b'no, so once you pray through it, it should be like that issa goes off the petach hamor and goes on to the seh. So the seh should also be yasa b'no. Since it says muta b'no, that's the raya, the petach hamor is also muta b'no. But tomorrow, v'arei shvius, you have perish shvius, the pidyonai muta, when you pray through the perish shvius, it's mutabano, the asura, and the perishvius itself is also. Rashi says shvius, hamoicha perishvius, hadama mutarim le'elam, via peris atzmon, mizvarim, bishasa bir, kishakol lechaya. Yeah. So Rashi says, have been the words, that I marched the pidgin shvius mutalelam. And you didn't know the Gemara later, we'll soon see. So he thought, when you pray there and you sell perishvius, so the money becomes mutabano, even though the peris are also. Yep. Mutter v'yasur. Someone says, no, shvius nami pidyonios. That's not true. When you pray the parish shvius, they become asur also. The young man will learn like this. Achron also. Like whatever you pray, let's say you have a fruit of shvius, and you sell it. So the money becomes kaddish. And now when you sell that money with something else, so the other thing becomes kaddish. But the kedusha always remains. The kedusha remains on the first pri, and the money, whatever you deem it with, it always goes down, the Kedusha goes down, the Kedusha always stays there. So therefore, it is always awesome. That's why Shvius is awesome. But over here, that the pidyon says mutter, it must be that the Petach HaMor is also mutter. The boys, if you want to tell like this, that the Machlokes is like this, that Rabbi Yudiv Rabbi Shimon Bahai Kor Kavifik, the argument is in this Pasuk. The Tanya we learned. The Pasuk says, Lo Yisavod B'Bechor Sherechom, you can't work with the Bechor. Avalat Oyved B'Shelecho, Hu B'Shel Acherim, but you're allowed to work with your own and with Acherim. As the Bishlom Shalachar says, Oyved Nikichovim, Hagoyin Bechor Behema Ashiyesh B'Shutas of Nikichovim, Sa'af Agav Dem Even the Rabbi Yudah holds. The Rabbi Yudah is the one that holds, Yimachai Lemesav Chatzi Dom Lekoyin, who is the one that says, Shutfus with an Akram does not free you from the Chor. Still, you have to give half the value of to the Kohen. But I call upon him, he's Moida, it's only that you have to give the money to the Kohen. But the actual Bechor itself is Shara Begizma Voida. You're allowed to work with the Bechor, you're allowed to shear off the hair. Shein Kedushas Lechatzoin. Doesn't have Kedushas Lechatzoin. Ava Petach Chamor Lememayit Maikro. Never mind Petach Nispasa. Bechor Kamad Lememayit Loi, Vashirin Loi. Lagor Bechor Behemet Torah. Yeah. That's what you disvara. The Rabbi Shimon Lememayit Lekro. So let's see. The Tanya. Pasuk says, "Lo yisavod b'chor shrech." You can't work with a b'chor that was the shor. But the deek. But if you have shutfus with a goy, then you're allowed to work with it. Now, then it says, "Lo yisagoyz b'chor tzenech." You can't shear off the wool of a b'chor. So dash now, avolata goyz b'shalachov b'shalacherim. But if you have shutfis with a goy, then you're allowed to share off the will. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says like this. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Lo Yisavod B'Bechor Sherech. He can't work with a Bechor. Avolat Oyved B'Bechor Odom. But you can work with a Bechor of an Odom. By an Odom, that you can work with him. Then Lo Yisogos B'Chor Tzenecho. You can't share off the wool. Avolat Goyza is B'Chor Chamor. But a Bechor Chamor you're allowed to. That's Rabbi Shimon's drosha. So clearly the Apostle is telling us that Bechor v'chamor is mutta. Why? Because it's mutta b'ana. So Bishtem of the Rabbi Shimon, I know this, see if Trey Kroy, it says two psukim. One is for Bechor Adam, and one is for Bechor v'chamor. El Rabbi Yehuda, Trey Kroy, the mutta shechor v'shalachem normally. Why do I have to have two psukim to tell you that by goy, it's part of pshita? If you have shutfas with the goy, it has no kedushas Bechor, it's a chor pshita. Vesu, secondly, Rabbi Yehuda, Bechor Rodim Nami. Even by Chodim, I should say, name of the Yosser. Why don't I say by Bechor Rodim also should be Yosser then? If there's no process, say it's Mutter, should be Yosser to work with the Bechor Rodim. So what says, no, Ella rather the Kulial, everybody agrees, Shorchez Lemutay Bechor Rodim. It says, Shorcha Bechor Shor you can't work with, but Avada Bechor Rodim, a person you're allowed to work with, through the Yosser. Keep pleading, where's the Machlekas over here? Bitsoynecho. The process says, Bitsoynecho. So if you do the time, if you go as according to Zontam, the yom that he holds, shutfas adik yichovim chayivis v'bechayra. Yes, even though you have a shutfas with a goy, but as much as you own in the animal, in this bechor, you're mechayiv to give that value of it to the kohen. Yisavach yitzra kroel lemishra begizir avayda. So I need to posit now that even though you have a shutfas with a goy, and even though you have to give the value, you should know it has no kedusha, and therefore you're allowed to work with any kasher of the world. You need a posit for that. Rabbi Shimon Salva no shutfas of Yechovim Pturim in Abchoyro. So you don't need any posik. Since you have a shutfas with a guy, Pshita, it has no Kedush at all. Only the Giza, if you have Boyd Yitzchakro, you don't need a posik for that. Pshita. It has no Kedush at all. So rather, Ki Yitzchakro, we don't need a posik for him. Let Petach Amor. The teachers by the Bechor, but Petach Amor, it's Mutta Bano. So that's what my plate is. Rabbi Shimon has a posik, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have a posik. So this Shem, Rabbi Yehuda, Hayo Dirsiv, Tsoincha, Vesherecha. It says two things. Otu tzoincho v'sharecho otu tzoincho. The Sivash of this Bisham, Rabbi Yehuda, the Dorish tzoincho, v'loishel shutfus of the Chorvin, hanun siv tzoincho. Temashma miyuchad ucho. V'loik siv tzoin doesn't stam say tzoin stam. V'sharecho, alpagal demos lemichta v'bechor shor, v'mayetan v'chor odom. But since by tzoincho, that's the word tzoincho, it says the word shorcho also. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're talking about now yours and not a shutfus with a goy. So it's good why it says the word tzoynecho. Something more saying. Bishlam Yehuda hainu dichsiv tzoyncho v'sherecho. Otu tzoyncho. Really shorcho, because you could have just said the word shor lafuki yodam. But since it says tzoynecho lafuki shutfus with a goy, it says sherech also. Elul Rabbi Shimon sherecho v'tzoynecho lomli. Why does that say the word sherecho v'tzoynecho? Because you should have just said shor v'tzoyn. It's not bimemayit shutfis, it's bimemayit begizah, it's bimemayit chamor or b'chor odom. So they don't have to say shorcho. It's most true kasha, it's a little bit kasha. Omar Rav, Rav says like this. Umoidu Rav Shimon agrees though that liachar arifa shulosa. Rav Shimon agrees that v'egel arufa. If you make the arufa, then it becomes osa bano. Or maybe not make arufa. Could be this what Petach Hamor is talking about. That's what Petach Hamor is talking about. His Umoidu Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says now what Petach Hamor, even before you redeem the smuta bano. The lachar of Petach Hamor is if the Yisrael doesn't want to redeem it, so the mitzvah is we have to then kill the chamor. We have to make an arifa. We have to chop off its head. So once we chop off its head, then it becomes osa bano. My time. What's the reason? Gomer arifa arifa megla arufa nazar megla arufa. Megla arufa is osa bano. So it also says petach chamor when you don't want to redeem with the seir that the din is we chop off the head for you, so it becomes osa bano. Rashi says an egla arufa is osa bano. Mishum nesibah says over there shom shom take for osai. You have to bury it, and that's all. It has no hano from it. Yeah. Also, my time is Omar Agla Rufo, Koma Arif Rif Agla Rufo. Omar Rova. Minoa Minolei, how do I know what to say? There's a time going like this. Yeah. So, as soon as we get to Omar Rava, like Rava says, Minoa Minolei, how do I know what to say this? That Rav Shim would agree, the Yachar Rafa, the Tanya. Ha'orlo u'klai kerem v'shor anisko v'yegla rufo v'tzipore mitzorro petach amor v'bosa v'cholo kula mitamim tumas eichlin. You'll have a lock of an eichl have tumas eichlin. It could be mekabel to even though the rosa bano still it can have tumas eichlin. Rebbe Shimon Aymano kula mei mitamim tumas eichlin. Since the rosa bano it has no tumas eichlin on it. Since you know what I read it, it's not called an eichl. It can't have any anor from it. But the moigah Shimon agrees v'bosa v'cholo shimitamim tumas eichlin. Hoy voice la shasa kaisha, because since it once had a shasa kaisha. And the Yomar Abbas Yomar Rabbi Yechon, in my time with some Rabbi Shimon, the Yitzhiva says, Mikol oichol ashe yochol. Means oichol shati yochol achil lacherim, food that you could feed to a guy, even though it's also for you. But if it's mutta bano kor yechol, that's called the food. It could be mekabel tumas eichlim. But food she yati yochol achil lacherim, food that you can't even feed to a guy, I mean it's also bano, it ain't a kor yechol, it's not called the food. And therefore it won't have a locha to mekabel tumas eichlim. But Kofar will soon see, the raya from here is that since it says here, Petach Hamor, that's one thing that's not Makabu Tumma, and it doesn't say Rav Shimon is Maida, it only says Rav Shimon is Maida by Basta B'cholov. But with all these others assume he agrees it's not Matamu Tumma Seichlin. So what is the raya if you hold that by Petach Hamor, if you hold this Mutta Bahano, it's going to Kashrut that it should have a Tumma Seichlin. And since here Rav Shimon agrees to the rest of these halachas, that Neglar, that Petach Hamor also is one of these cases here. Shaniska like a roof for us from Mitzor Petach Hamor. Since he agrees, it's not makabel to Masoichlin. Mashmul for it's also bano. So where's the case that's also bano according to Rav Shimon? So must be liachra reifa. The case where you didn't want to make a pigeon. So this we chop off that for you. In such a case, talk it's also bano. All right. So wait till the end of the tape, then turn over. We'll do the next daf on the other side. So just wait till the end of the tape and then turn over.